This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
We're here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. And we'll do our best to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. And we are, of course, broadcasting over on the Facebooks. As long as Zuckerberg deems our broadcast worthy, we're over on WTIC's Facebook page. You can check us out there. You can go ahead and chime in if you want, help people with questions, comments, what have you. And we'll do our best to help you out. So, as usual and customary, we had technology news, Dennis.
Oh, wow.
Right?
That's good. Isn't there always technology news, though?
Well, yeah. Ironically, last week I was talking about, because I was broadcasting from an undisclosed location, and I was able to do that through the interwebs, right? Being able to be connected and have my internet traffic just flow and work the right way, and it all worked well. Well, I brought up net neutrality in that case. And ironically, I came across an article over at the Register across the pond there, that the headline is net neutrality is back in the land of the free.
Oh, no.
Until the Democrats leave office, that is. This is actually in this headline.
Oh,
so,
okay.
The FCC has voted on a plan to reinstate net neutrality rules that require ISPs to treat all data equally. Guys, for crying out loud, I don't know how many times I got to tell you, it is so unnecessary. It's ridiculous. I know it sounds so warm and fuzzy. We want to treat everything equally, right? So,
yeah.
But unfortunately, these lawmakers don't know how the internet works. They wouldn't know a packet if it hit him on the head.
Right. They wouldn't.
And they wouldn't even understand that there are different types of packets.
Mm-hmm.
And nowadays with VPNs, you wouldn't even know what I've got going on my packets anyways. Right? It's all encrypted.
That's true.
Right.
A lot of things are connected by TOS.
Right.
So those packets are just big chunks of data that nothing can read in the middle.
So they're looking to vote again on implementing net neutrality. And one of the commissioners there, Brendan Carr, said the entire debate is over. It was settled years ago. And basically it comes down to what they thought they were going to do with net neutrality is prevent you from being charged to go to each site, right?
Right.
And basically, you would pay more to go faster. Internet prices would go through the roof. None of that. I mean, it's expensive still. It's more expensive than it should be.
Yeah, true.
But it's coming down thanks to us being able to beat folks like Pura here in Connecticut, which, guess what, is a government agency, right, who is supposed to help us with utility costs.
Right. And
we had to do it. Yeah. They thankfully were defeated and were able to use municipal gain to run internet services. And now we have more competitors in Connecticut than we've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? Our internet's now $39.
Right.
It used to be a car payment. So basically, it was government causing the price to go so high. And now here the government again wants to regulate your internet further. It's not going to go well if they do this. So I'll put this article up here. You can read it for yourself. Net neutrality is not necessary.
Yeah.
From what I can tell, it's not necessary.
We effectively have it even without it, you know, in name. So what is there to do?
Exactly. Nobody's throttling anybody.
No.
So what else you want to talk about there, Dennis?
Well, I wanted to talk about a couple of malware distribution campaigns that are going on.
A campaign? Like there's actually an organization involved in disseminating malware.
Yes.
Through a tool?
Yeah. Well, they're using Google search results.
Oh, thanks,
they're
Google.
They're getting themselves, they're setting themselves up with ads that they buy from Google,
yeah,
to get themselves listed when people search for certain things.
Gotcha.
Okay.
So you search for a dog collar, you might find you're getting malware.
Right. In this case, one of the packages that people are searching for very often is something called Notepad Plus.
Okay.
Double Plus, actually. And it's a very nice tool that a lot of coders use.
All right.
So it's very popular among people like us. Thanks. And especially coders.
Yep.
So people are searching Google for it, then they go and download it.
Uh-oh.
And then depending on the link that you pick, because
there is a legitimate one.
Well, there is a legitimate search result that will come up,
mm-hmm,
but it will be below either two or three different
illegitimate
advertised search results that are going to be at the top of the list.
Right. So the bad guys are actually spending some money.
They are.
To deliver the malware.
Right.
Okay.
At any rate, they're sending you to a website that looks like the actual website. So if you're a guy who's bought a new computer and you're downloading it again,
right,
and you're going to the site and it looks right to you because you've been there before and you're downloading the same thing, well, nope, you got malware in addition to Notepad Double Plus. And
in addition.
And I think one of the reasons, well, a lot of people think one of the reasons is that they're trying to actually get coders' computers.
Yeah.
Infected.
Makes sense.
And be able to read computer code that, you know, developers are creating.
Right.
And then there's another one, another campaign.
Yeah.
That's emulating KeePass.
Okay. Another password manager.
Right. And that one is especially clever because in addition to making the website look just like the original,
mm-hmm,
what they've done is they've used something called PuniCode.
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 All right.
And they've actually set up a domain that when you go to it in a modern browser, it looks like keypass.info,
mm-hmm,
which, you know, appears legitimate, right?
Yeah, well, anybody could be a dot right. anything these days.
Well, it's actually a domain that is not keypass.info. It's mm-hmm a domain that's expressed in PuniCode. And it instead of a Roman letter K at the start,
mm,
there's actually a K with a cedilla,
mm-hmm,
which I think is used in Latvian or something like that. At any rate.
Yeah. Now they're messing with the
fonts. But there's a tiny little, yeah, there's a little tiny little curl under that K. But if mm-hmm you're just casually looking at your screen,
yep,
you're not going to see that. And you're not going to know that you're in the wrong place.
Right.
And, you know, that's one of the reasons that we tell people, don't search Google for the things that we're telling you about.
Right.
Go to the links that we provide you.
Right. We're going to hopefully not give you a bad one. We try very hard to make sure that has never been the case as yet. but yeah, so that's the issue out there, right? So the bad guys are literally buying ads to reflect products you might be interested in order to deliver malware. And they're using the Cyrillic fonts too, the Russian fonts, so you can easily be tricked.
Sometimes, yeah, it depends on the particular campaign, but they can use PuniCode to emulate almost anything.
Yeah. So the moral of the story might be, as we would recommend, you do ad blocking, right?
Yes.
So if you do ad blocking, those sponsored links are not going to come up. There's a right tool out there called Pi-hole that'll do that, but most people won't implement that type of blocking, but you can also do it within your actual browser, right?
You can use your browser. Some browsers, I know Brave does it. Brave does a lot of ad blocking,
mm-hmm,
and it's built in. You don't even need to think about it. It's
right
there.
Yeah.
Running in there is part of the engine. There are also extensions that you can get for Chrome, Firefox, Edge. Right. One of them is called uBlock Origin.
Mm-hmm.
That'll block a lot of ads.
And the idea here is to block the sponsored
right.
links.
What'll happen if you've got one of these and it's set up and working normally, you'll go to the Google website, you'll do your search, and all you're going to see is the genuine results because the ad results are plucked out.
Right. Which in this case, since Google's not policing their ad folks at all, it's probably a good idea.
Yeah, and especially in the case of the Notepad Double Plus campaign, that was going on for many months. Mm-hmm. And it could have been detected at any point.
Yeah.
And nobody at Google bothered to look.
Nope. Not good. So real quick here, in other news, if you guys still think cryptocurrency is a thing, Winklevoss twins back in hot water after the New York AG sues them for $1 billion cryptocurrency fraud. I mean, cryptocurrency and the word fraud together is all you need. But somehow they have tricked, including victims like a 73-year-old grandmother who, along with her husband, lost $199,000 actual dollars that they invested in the Gemini Earn that she had hoped to use to pay for the education of her grandchildren. So she figured she'd use a get-rich-quick scheme, right, cryptocurrency, to cover her grandkids' education, which is a wonderful thought, right? It's good to help out the grandkids, but come on, don't go with some get-rich-quick cryptocurrency baloney from the Winklevosses. you kind of deserve to get what you get. And in January 19th, Genesis and related entities declared bankruptcy. Now, that's crazy to me. How can you be bankrupt if you have all this cryptocurrency everywhere, Dennis? How is that possible? Isn't it worth like a pizza or a boat, or isn't it worth like a car? I heard it's worth something. How can they be bankrupt if they're up to their eyeballs in these cryptocurrency things? How is that possible? Did they run out of real money?
Well,
it seems like they did.
Yeah, they did. Of course they did.
They defrauded more than 230,000 dinglings who put their real money into a fake cryptocurrency concept, guys. And again, Dennis and I are eventually going to come up with our own coin. I think we'd be rightly called the Ding Dong. And you would invest in our Ding Dong coin. The Ding Dong coin that we're going to come up with starts at a value of, I don't know, what do you want to say, 20,000, 40,000?
Sure. I mean, we can just assign any number, really.
And we'll just have you guys give us your money.
This
is crazy. I don't know why people keep doing this. Maybe I'm wrong, but again, we've been through so many of these crashes. This is just craziness on steroids. So I'll put a link up here for you. You can see how the Winklevosses took $200,000 from grandma who was trying to help her kids. We're going to step out for a quick break. Four lines wide open. 860-522-9842 is the number. It's a typical rainy day in southern Connecticut, southern New England. So get on the line and we'll do our best to help you out. We'll be right back. Here again. Right? Lee's returning, sort of.
Yeah.
We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online, guys. Four lines open for you. 860-522-9842 is the number. And we'll do our best to help you out with computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. So guess what I got?
What have you got?
I got a Pixel 8.
You got a Pixel 8.
Ooh. So exciting, Dennis. It's exciting and terrifying at the same time. So, of course, I had a Pixel 5, and I waited through the 6s and the 7s, and now I held off as long as I could, and we have the 8.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you want to sit down there, and you want to migrate your phone, right? And you know, being an IT guy, you know there's going to be stuff.
Yes. There's always stuff.
So the beauty of it, though, is kind of neat. So both phones are updated to 14, the iOS of 14. So I didn't even have to plug anything in. The phone pretty much saw that I had another phone next to it, and he goes, oh, you want me to migrate that thing?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it did it wirelessly.
Yeah.
Through the network. And didn't even ask me for the Wi-Fi password, which is kind of neat.
No, it just transmitted the password to the other phone.
From
and
the
then
other
it
phone.
Went.
Yeah. Very cool. Basically, it's just a little faster, a little lighter, a little whatever. You know, a little better than the last phone. But of course, as you deal with each app, whether they be 2FA apps or your banking apps or whatever they might be, you better have your passwords available and remember how to put it all back together.
Wait, you don't have all your passwords?
I do, except for one that I needed. There's always that one. I'm a user like everybody else, right? So I can be just as bad as anybody else. So I was dreading doing the migration and got it done. But now I got to do my wife's phone. I'm dreading that.
Oh, that's going to be an ordeal, I'm sure.
Yeah. But we got the new Pixel, so I'll let you know how it goes. But it's a pretty cool phone. Yeah.
Excellent.
A little better pictures, a little brighter, a little less, going to run a little longer, I guess. We'll see. But feel free to get online, guys. 860-522-9842 is the number. We'll do our best to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. As we wait for your calls, we'll talk a little bit more about some news, some IT technology news. There's a surge in phantom hacker scams targeting U.S. senior citizen, the FBI are warning.
Ooh.
And basically, it's a multi-layered approach of a tech support scam.
Okay.
And they go out and they do kind of a reconnaissance on you. It starts with a fake bank representative or another authority figure reaching out to potential victims. And in the initial contacts, they act as a kind of a scouting operation to access the financial worth of the target. Should the victim have a significant amount of in their accounts, they are then further pursued. So they are basically they're then told to wait for a bank administrator or another scammer who then advises them to transfer all their funds into a so-called secure account.
Oh.
So they're calling you up and telling you they're from a bank or an institution, and they're starting to kind of social engineer you. So when they call up and they guess that you have a bank at such and such bank, name the bank, mm-hmm. and you happen to have it, a live one.
They caught you, yeah.
And then they start telling you about how you transfer your money. So don't listen to anybody calling you on the phone about any of this stuff. We'll put a link up here for you so you can see how this all works. You can't trust anybody calling you anymore.
Yeah, and I didn't even know there was a difference between a secure bank account and like a non-secure one.
Right. Well, that's what your mattress is for. So we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. Four lines wide open. Last week, you buried us, and that was in an undisclosed location. Today, you guys are all sleeping in. I don't blame you. But feel free to get online. Keep Carolyn busy. Otherwise, I don't know. We'll have to talk about our kids and our cats. We don't want that. We'll be right back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Plan depends on contract renewal.
Little birdie, why do you fly upside down? It's amazing that the way you get around.
Yeah, we are back.
Little birdie.
One of my favorite tunes. This is Computer Talk with Tab. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online, 860-522-9842. One of the benefits of improving your phone, not that I'm bragging. I'm not.
No, I promise. No way.
I held off as long as I could. Is now, I mean, now with the additional horsepower, I'm going to run a VPN 24/7 on it.
Oh.
Right?
Okay.
Now all my traffic on that phone is encrypted. The right. phone is encrypted and the traffic's encrypted.
Yeah.
And it hasn't caused any performance degradation at all that I can even tell.
What? So that's cool.
Yeah. It's another way to improve your security. A couple things I wanted to also bring up about that phantom hacker scam that the FBI is talking about. And I put a link up there already. With what the FBI recommends is avoid clicking on any unsolicited pop-ups, links or attachments. Anything unsolicited means, hey, your computer has been infected. Call this number or link on this. Don't do that. Don't contact the telephone number received via the pop-up, which I just explained to you. Your computer's never going to go ahead and say, hey, call this number. I need help.
Really?
It's not.
Wow, who'd have thunk that?
I promise you it's not. Never download software upon the request of an unknown individual who contacts you. So if someone calls you up and says they're from Microsoft or from the government or from your internet provider and says, hey, download this software, don't do it.
No, do not.
Never allow unknown individuals to control your computer or other devices remotely or physically, right?
Yep.
So if you wouldn't let them into your house or you wouldn't let them into your car, don't let them into your computer. And yeah. Of course, remember the U.S. government will never request money via wire transfer to foreign accounts for gift gift cards or prepaid cards or crypto. We had that caller who got scammed out of $15,000.
Right.
Because he thought he was talking to the FBI.
Right.
And he transferred his hard-earned money into a crypto machine, $100 bill at a time, $15,000 worth. Oh. Only reason is $15,000. Guess what? That's the limit that the crypto machine will take.
Uh-huh.
So, come on, guys. All right. Let's see if we can help you out. We're going to go to Dennis in Glastonbury first, see if I can get this right. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good, sir. How are you?
I'm well. Welcome. I'm well.
Good.
I've got an ongoing issue, and I have AOL for my email, which tells you how old I am.
Sure.
But, in any case, I get all kinds of junk, and I get one probably every day from the same company, and I'm looking at it right now. And when you open it up, it has, you know, who it's from and who it's to. And it says it's from M-O-D-D-E-D zone. And then where it says to, it has the name Janice, which is not my name.
Mm-hmm.
And if I click on that, usually it opens up and it gives you more information. And it gives me an email address, an AOL address of something that ends in Janice at AOL. But in any case, it's the email is about the hottest period tech period deal, semicolon, iPhone 15S special or 15 special.
Mm.
And it talks about a mobile survey and, you know, you click here to begin, et cetera, which I
right.
didn't.
Right. Good.
And at the bottom of all emails, it generally gives you options to unsubscribe.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll ask you later how accurate those things are, or if they do in fact unsubscribe you. But this one says, if you no longer wish to receive these emails, you may unsubscribe by clicking here, which is not highlighted. Generally, you know, clicking here is highlighted, or unsubscribed is highlighted.
Right.
Or by writing to an address in Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Wait, that's great.
With like a postcard? Or they want you to like a handwritten cursive letter you want to send?
They want an envelope with a couple of Benjamins in it. But no. I'm not going to write to them.
No.
But I can't unsubscribe, and I get them every day.
Yeah. Yeah, unsubscribing, depending on how scrupulous the company is, right? Either it will work. Yeah, it'll work with most, but these guys don't sound scrupulous.
No.
There's no way to touch it and you know, get the screen that says you're unsubscribed or put in your email or whatever. So what do I do? Is there anything I can do?
Yeah.
You can create an email filter in AOL. And you can have the filter specify that anything sent to this weird Janice address
right.
Just gets trashed.
Or from, yeah.
Well, either one, yeah.
Okay.
And we can tell you how to do it, but generally what you're going to do is in AOL Mail, there's a settings icon that looks like a little gear, and then you're going to click More Settings,
mm-hmm.
and then in there is a filters option. And in that, and on that screen, you can create a filter, set up a definition for it of what it picks and what it does.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you've created that filter, you won't be able to see those anymore.
In theory, it'll go away.
In theory, yeah.
Also, if you have a mail client, like Outlook or what have you, you can also add additional filters within the mail client. If it gets past the AOL post office side of the equation, you can actually filter it on your mail client too. So that your email client will say, oh, this is junk. I'm just going to throw it in the junk folder and not even show you.
Yeah. Okay.
When
I do that filter thing, I put in that Janice AOL address.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep.
Because it looks like it's going to that, but it's coming to me.
Well, yeah. You want to put as much information in that filter that relates to the sender. You can even do, I think, probably subject lines and stuff like that.
Yeah, you can filter on a lot of things. And Mike G suggested maybe marking the sender marking the mail as spam,
mm-hmm.
which might just add the sending address to your junk filter in AOL.
And also, if you've never messed with your filtration within AOL or any email service that any of you guys are using, you can adjust those levels. Most mail systems will have a filtration system that'll set the level of blocking you want to have. It can be like intermediate or high or low. People are always worried about that false positive where that $1 million deal gets blocked by your spam filter.
Hmm.
But more often than not, you're allowing malicious stuff in. So for me, if it gets to the spam filter, I don't even bother going into looking at the mail. I just assume it's bad. So set that level for you, for yourself.
So if I set it at like medium, I'm comfortable, or should I just set it at high?
Well, I would start with medium.
Okay. And if that doesn't work, well, high.
Right. Now, the other thing is, too, your AOL address, I mean, like you said, it's been around a long time. So you're on a lot of lists.
I'm sure.
So
but every personal, I'm retired now, so every personal contact I have, every friend or whatever, has that AOL. I also have a Gmail account, but I haven't sent anything there yet. But are there ways to transfer mass addresses, like contacts of mine, to say, you know, from here on in, it's not AOL, it's another one?
Yeah, I mean, you can set up. It's called forwarding.
Yeah.
So you go ahead and get into a new email address, whether it be your Gmail or you go and buy another one like Proton or what have you. And you basically will tell AOL, send all email from this AOL address to my new address. And then you can also have an automatic reply that says, hey, don't use this address anymore. Use my new one going forward. And that'll automatically happen too. So people will then have your new address. I mean, if you like AOL, fine. I mean, who am I to say?
I mean, it's worked so far.
Yeah, but, yeah.
You know, like you say, I'm sure I'm on everybody's mailing list because I've had it forever.
Yes. Yeah, you're probably on.
Old school, and you know, I'm an old guy, and I'm reluctant to change.
Well, have you? So the big question though is, have you changed the password since you first set it up 30 years ago?
Probably not.
Yeah, that's the bigger problem, actually. To be honest with you, Dennis.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, the fact that you had it forever, and back then when we used to set up passwords as password or password one or ice cream or whatever it might be.
Yeah. Yeah.
If that's out there on the dark web, if your address and password have been compromised in any of the services you've ever used, be careful, because what you should be doing while you're in there with the filtration is turning on any kind of 2FA that you can on your email address, so that if the bad guys do use your password, they're not going to get to the second factor. So make sure you turn that on while you're at it.
What's that called?
Two-factor or multi-factor authentication. You want to turn that on your AOL service if they have it. I hope they do.
They do.
Okay.
And that way, even if your password is password or password one, they still need that second factor, your phone number or whatever you put in there. Maybe your Gmail as a second factor.
Okay. All right. So I got something to do this rainy day.
Yeah.
All righty. Well, you guys have been helpful before, and this will be a big help, and I appreciate it.
Our pleasure. Yeah, good luck. You too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Email security is the most important security you need to worry about these days.
Definitely. Definitely. Pretty much all the scammers out there are starting with some kind of an email compromise.
Right.
And then they build on what they get out of that to either, either hack into a network or perform other kinds of scams, like trying to make people transfer money to some other company. It's really just a... I mean, it opens many doors for them, is what it does.
So secure your email system.
Yep.
We're going to step out for a quick break. Get back to your calls. 860-522 is the number. We have three lines open for you on this rainy Saturday morning here in southern New England. We'll be right back.
West Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
All right. Here we are. We are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And that's Dennis Halnon. He's one of the employee owners of Tab. Yes, we are 100% employee owned.
Yay!
Yeah, that's a unique thing in Connecticut and America to be able to be an owner of your company. And we're here to help you out with your computer comments, questions, and concerns. Oh, so it didn't even cost us anything. Right? You didn't have to pay a penny for that company. Just gave it to us. TJ said, I could have a guy.
Yeah.
He's like, here, you guys want a company? All set. So feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. You're starting to wake up this morning, and that's great. Let's go to MJ in New Haven first. What's going on there, MJ?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Several weeks ago, I called looking for advice as to a good tablet computer.
All right.
And you recommend a Galaxy, so I went out and got one.
Nice.
And it runs fine.
Yeah.
Not surprisingly, runs under Android.
Right.
My question is, I'm now looking for a good antivirus software. So could I just grab anyone that runs under Android, or is there one specific to Android running on a tablet, or what's the deal?
Yeah, I mean, you could grab a lot of these tablets. The Samsung itself is already secured by Knox itself.
Knox, right.
So
I see that. Who's Knox?
Who's Knox? I know. I always went there with a knock knock joke, but I couldn't figure out how to do it. Knox, I'm not sure who Knox is actually.
I think it is Samsung.
Okay, but it is their. They have their own security.
Yes. Yeah, I think it's their own developed product. Right. Yeah.
Oh. So, okay. So Knox is maybe Samsung in Korean.
Could be.
In any event, could you recommend a good one? Antivirus?
Yeah, you could probably find a free one. ESET itself, I think, is offering still free Android antivirus.
Yeah, I think so.
ESET comes to mind.
Okay.
If you really want one on your tablet, I don't run any AV on my tablet. I just use the Samsung Knox, and of course, I run a VPN, so everything is secure.
Yeah, I'm going out through Comcast at least for now.
Yep.
And while I'm at it, I also have an iPhone, and I don't have an antivirus there. Is there one that you would recommend?
ESET again comes to mind.
ESET again?
Yep.
Well, that sounds great.
Yeah. All right, MJ.
I guess that's it. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye-bye. Yeah, I mean, proper antivirus on these devices. I mean, the operating systems are getting better and better. Like, the Windows operating system, we're recommending Defender. It's built in. Yeah, I know it's like the fox guarding the henhouse when it comes to Microsoft, but it does tend to be finally, after a decade plus, a pretty good AV.
Yeah, it does work,
and it's free. Yeah. I mean, it's really the least they could do, right? I mean, they're writing the crappy code that keeps getting all these zero day impacts. The least they could do is at least have a free antivirus for you. I mean, both Dennis and I spend our entire careers every day protecting our customers from Microsoft. So, yeah, we recommend the AV there. And then, of course, when it comes to Android, a lot of the tools now are pretty much going to be self-secure. Same thing with the Android operating system for your phone. You don't typically need AV generally these days. But again, I would recommend considering making sure all your devices are encrypted, right? Turn on the encryption. And then, of course, consider running a VPN if you have enough horsepower to do it. All right. Yep. Who's up next here? We're going to go to James in New Hartford first. Hey, James, what's up?
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a coworker. He rents a house with several other folks, and they have their optimum cable coming in on the upper level. So the modem and router up there. He lives in the lower level, and he's getting very spotty Wi-Fi.
Right.
You know, it's the world when we're on Teams, it's like cutting in, cutting out, and pausing and all. I asked him, do you have a coaxial cable line there in your room? And he said, yes. Could he just set up a second access point downstairs?
Well, yes, but not through the coaxial cable.
Right.
You'd want to use an Cat6, RG45 type cable.
Okay, now the landlord won't let them run lines. That's the big problem. You know, like, I mean, they could run it along the doorway, along the baseboard or something like that, but
right.
He wouldn't just be able to plug in another modem and router in that coax.
Well, he could purchase a new service for himself, yes. He could plug in a new modem and router. He'd pay for his own internet, yep.
He could do that,
he'd have to do separate service. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Separate service. If you can put an access point within reach of him on your space, it's, you know, an access point would be a wireless AP, WAP, and then have another access point on his side, he could maybe then get a better signal if you just put one close to him. But again, you have to run data drops for that access point and put it near him. You're telling me the internet's in the basement, right?
No,
he said it's
in the basement.
There. It's the opposite of the usual situation.
It's in the top.
Right. That comes in on the top, and then it's the Wi-Fi is being broadcast downward, which is what I always tell people to do. Mm-hmm. So I don't know why this isn't working. There must be something in the floor that's blocking the signal.
How old is that wireless device that you're using to get wireless?
It was provided by Optimum, and they just moved there just a couple months ago. So,
okay.
The ironic thing is the landlord lives in the house in front. It's like a guest house, and they have fiber optic, but they didn't run fiber optic to the guest house. So,
no.
But you know, they have cable. But I always thought that you could just kind of like basically do like a cloak modem and just put in the same criteria as the one upstairs. But
no, what do you mean by cloak modem? That's a new term. What do you mean?
Well, you know, like basically. Just copy whatever the settings are on the one upstairs to the one downstairs. No,
no. The internet needs to know where you are, and the modem is is the point entry point.
Yeah, and what'll happen is when traffic comes in from the ISP's gateway to the modem, if you've got two that have the same IDs, that traffic is going to get confused. I mean, a couple packets may go to one and another couple packets go to the other, and you end up with a massive scramble and nothing works.
Yeah, that's why the internet wouldn't work that way. So each modem actually uses a physical address called a MAC address, and the internet companies need to know what is the MAC address of this device, and then they give it its own public IP address or static IP or dynamic IP address. It's different than the other one. So you're going to have to either pay for a service or improve, get Optimum to get their butts out there and give you another access point. They might do that.
Yeah. The only other thing that I can think of would be to have an extender of some kind where you have
The landlord suggested that.
You have an extender that's using a wired connection to the original access point that goes somewhere else in the house, and hopefully there isn't a radio shadow underneath that so that you can get around whatever's blocking the Wi-Fi signal in the floor or wherever it is. I'm not sure what the problem is, but if you could add another access point that gets around that, then maybe that'll work.
And the last thing is Ethernet over power lines. So you could go plug in a device at the actual location of the internet coming in, and then he has another device on his end, and the internet flows over your internal power.
The power inside the house.
Not necessarily the best. I have had mixed results even in my own home to have that work, but we can try that too.
But when you're saying the extender, but make sure that it's through wire, not Wi-Fi.
Well, Dennis's extender idea would be for Wi-Fi. He's hoping it's going to pick it up and chuck it wirelessly. And my thought is just having it through the power
lines. Well, you might even that probably might be the better option, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. Even with the problems with power line Ethernet,
Maybe you got a couple options there.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, James. Good luck.
Bye bye.
Bye bye. All right, guys, we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. The first hour is in the can, as it were. Don't forget, if you miss a show, you can go ahead and find us on the Odyssey app, download the Odyssey app, subscribe to our little program, and you'll never miss a show. And technically, there's so many episodes out there that you could probably waste a few years of your life listening concurrently to every episode 1 hour at a time, like Chinese water torture. But get online and check that out. And Antoinette, hang on over the news break. We'll get to you next. Three lines open for you. 860-522-9842 is the number. We'll be right back.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married?
Don't rent some random suit. At Nix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nix Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.